This year, two of Oklahoma's largest school districts are embarking on an extensive technological experiment. Students are getting their own laptops to use in class and take home. This isn't new, it's been happening across the country for years, but in some schools, take-home tech has proven a risky move. State Impact's Emily Wendler has more.
Rich Anderson has had a lot to worry about lately. He's in charge of making sure Edmond Public Schools' new laptop program rolls out smoothly.
In my mind, I'm calling it C-Day.
That's C-Day for Chromebook Day, the day when every 8th, 9th, and 10th grader gets their own.
So that's about 5,500 Chromebooks that will be going home.
The Chromebooks are small laptops that will become a part of each student's daily learning experience. They'll use them in class, for research, and at home for homework. Anderson tells parents that eventually these computers will replace textbooks. He says the move is an attempt to ready kids for the future.
Our goal is to prepare students to succeed in college, in life, in the job market, and being confident with technology is part of that, knowing how to integrate technology into what you're doing is part of that.
Edmond isn't the only school district in Oklahoma giving kids their own laptop. Norman Public Schools is giving all of its middle and high schoolers MacBooks this year. Other districts like Jinks and Enid have been doing it for a couple years. A small portion of these programs are funded with grants, but most of the millions comes from bond money. Anderson thinks it's money well spent.
It is really about instruction. It's about a new way of learning that's more student-driven, that's more collaborative.
Research shows giving kids their own computer can be worth it. When done the right way, laptop programs have proven to increase learning in writing, math, and science. But they're not always successful.
Some school districts essentially got off to a bad start by just giving kids devices. And then it was like, well, now what do you do with them? And there's no content and the teachers aren't trained.
Schools across the country have botched the rollout of their tech device programs. The most notorious is the Los Angeles Unified District's experience. The country's largest school district spent $1.3 billion on iPads and online curriculum. But after 2 years of technical difficulties, they told Apple they wanted their money back. Maine, on the other hand, started the first statewide laptop program 15 years ago, and it's still running. Bernadette Doikas is an education policy researcher there and studies the program. She says you can't just put laptops in classrooms and expect things to change. First and foremost, schools have to train their teachers to use the technology.
I really cannot stress enough how much teacher prep plays into this.
She says teachers need help navigating all the online curriculum that's out there because some of it's good and some of it's bad. With the right software, Doikas says educators can personalize learning and communicate better with parents.
That is so exciting, and when it's done, it really has such a powerful impact on kids. But it takes a lot of preparation to be able to do that.
Edmond's technology director, Rich Anderson, says he understands. It's a delicate process. His district is rolling out the laptops slowly, targeting a few grades each year, and he says they held lots of training sessions over the summer. Edmond also piloted the Chromebooks with a few teachers last year. Eighth grade science teacher Kara Stevens was one of them, and she thinks they're going to be great for kids.
It just opens up so many more doors for them and so many life skills that they're going to need.
Life skills, she says, you'd be surprised they don't have.
People think eighth graders know how to use technology, and they don't. Really? They know how to text. They know how to Snapchat. They don't know how to turn on a Chromebook. They don't know how to create a Word document. They don't know how to send an email.
Stevens also says the laptops can be used to teach kids in ways that are impossible with textbooks or traditional classroom labs.
So there's actually a lab where they can drop different objects on different planets. And then we talk about the gravity on different planets. And so without doing that virtual lab, they can't just do that on paper. You know what I mean? They can't drop a piano on Jupiter.
Stevens says there will definitely be a new learning curve this year because now kids are actually taking the Chromebooks home, whereas last year, they stayed in the classroom. And while the idea of trusting students with laptops sounds like a pricey gamble, Stevens says that's one part of the tech program she's not worried about. She says students have been responsible for expensive mobile phones for years. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.